Welcome to Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. And as we go into the drought season right now, and we are in a very, very, very bad drought. Hopefully we'll get some good rain soon. Let's talk about drought-tolerant ground covers here in Southwest Florida. Why use them? Well, it's lower maintenance than most lawns. It reduces air pollution, no mowing. It assists with percolation of rainwater through the soil. Better options exist for shaded areas than turf grass, filters fertilizer and other chemicals, minimizing pollution of the local waterways, minimizes erosion by holding soil, attractive flowers and leaves, and reduces heat reflection. So some of the things that you can plant for drought resistant, there's really quite a few. Who knew there would be so many? There's the blue Pacific juniper, the liriope. It keeps the crown clear of debris, the perennial peanut, the beach sunflower with the beautiful little yellow sunflowers, the dwarf jasmine, matchweed frog fruit, sunshine mimosa with a beautiful purple flower, the kunti, the railroad vine, the lantana, which actually has, it's so beautiful, white or yellow or other flowers, the dwarf oyster plant, and the blue daisy. And why try native drought-resistant plants? Well, first of all, it's adapted to the local weather conditions, including extremes. It's adapted to the soil conditions of a given area, and it usually has few pest problems. It decreases maintenance and when used and established correctly, and it's the best choice for attracting native wildlife. So plant installation for best coverage, ground cover plants should be installed in a staggered pattern. If area to be planted has weeds and other grass, carefully remove them. Install plants as illustrated in the art that we will put with this story. A wide hole no deeper than the root ball is best. Fill the space around the root ball with soil from the original hole. Gently firm the soil. Do not pack the soil. Water thoroughly while planting to remove air pockets in the planting area. Apply 3 to 4 inch layer of organic mulch. Recommended mulches include pine bark, pine straw, recycled yard waste mulch, eucalyptus bark, and Melucia mulch. So for Radio St. Pete, Gardening in Florida, plant sustainably and use native plants. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Till next time, grow green.